Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. We are going to continue in our trek here through the Bible. We're in 1 Kings chapter 12. We've got to about verse 19. Of course, Solomon has died. His son Rehoboam has now stepped up to the throne. He gets some bad advice from his contemporaries, and he follows it. And he tells the people that he's going to make their load heavier, and whereas his father chastised them with whips, he will chastise them with scorpions. Who could come up with such a thing to tell the people? So they tell the people this, and he sends out his tax collector. And guess what they do? They stone the tax collector to death. Rehoboam flees back to the palace in Jerusalem. He's a little scared now. So now we have civil strife rising in the land, and a division coming up where the kingdom will now be divided between Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, and Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who will take the 10 northern tribes, Rehoboam retaining Jerusalem, Judah, and Benjamin. So Rehoboam came to Jerusalem. He assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin and 104,000 chosen men, which were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel, to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. But the word of God came unto Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, Speak unto Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and unto all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the remnant of the people, saying, Thus saith the Lord, You shall not go up, nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing is from me. They hearkened, therefore, to the word of the Lord, and returned to depart according to the word of the Lord. Finally, a little sanity, right? Then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and dwelt therein, and went out from thence, and he built Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, Now shall the kingdom return to the house of David, if this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem. Jeroboam said in his heart, Now the kingdom shall return to the house of David, if this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem. Then shall the heart of this people turn again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. So we got Jeroboam up here worrying, you know, here he was prophesied over that the Almighty was going to give him Israel. But in his own heart, he starts to worry and to come up with his own plan, right? Because now he's afraid, well, everybody's going to go to the temple in Jerusalem, and they're all go back to Solomon's son, Rehoboam. So what does he do? Because he's worried they're going to kill me and go back to the king of Judah. Whereupon the king took counsel and made 2 calves of gold. Oh, man, don't these guys read history? Didn't they read the books of Moses? I mean, didn't they have that writing? Now he's going to make 2 calves of gold? And said unto them, It is too much for you to go to Jerusalem. Oh, what a burden. Don't go to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Huh? I mean, you know, if the prophet came to me and he told me that God was going to give me the northern tribes and make me king, and then it came to pass, I think I would have a little faith, you know? But apparently not. Jeroboam doesn't know how to walk by faith. Now he's afraid that if the people go to sacrifice in Jerusalem according to the law, then they're going to kill me. So what does he do? Well, he seals his fate by making this terrible mistake. And it shows you, where's his faith in the Almighty if he's going to make idols? These are your gods which brought you out of the land of Egypt? I mean, what? The people, they don't remember history? Do we forget that easily? Apparently we do. Apparently things never change. History just proves it over and over and over that people pay no attention to history. And they go on and make the same mistakes over and over again. One nation just like another nation. And here, he makes two calves of gold and says to the people, oh, it's too much. It's just too much trouble to go to Jerusalem. Look, here, look at these golden calves. Behold, these are your gods, O Israel, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. And he sat the one in Bethel, and he put the other in Dan. And this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. And he made a house of high places, and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. Yeah, well, you know, only the lowest of the people would go for this and say, oh yeah, I'll take that position. We have hirelings all over the place, don't we? I'll take that position. I'll be a priest and, you know, to your false god. So he made the house of high places. He made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the eighth month, on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah. And he offered upon the altar, so did he in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calves that he had made, and he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places which he had made. So he offered upon the altar, which he had made in Bethel, the 15th day of the eighth month, even in the month which he had devised in his own heart, and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel, and he offered upon the altar and burnt incense. Yeah, this is going to work out really well for you there, Jeroboam. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of Yahuwah unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burnt incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying that this is the sign which the Lord hath spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which he had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him, and his hand which he put forth against him dried up, so that he could not pull it in again to him. The altar was also rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said to the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before. And the king said to the man of God, come home with me, and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half of thine house, I will not go in with thee, neither shall I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so it was charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he went another way, and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, And his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. And the words which had been spoken unto the king, them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said to his sons, saddle me an ass. So they saddled him an ass, and he rode thereon, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said to him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me, and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread, neither will I drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him, and did eat bread in his house, and drank water. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came to Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, forasmuch as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back, and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place of which the Lord did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of thy fathers. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled him for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it, and the lion also stood by the carcass. And behold, men passed by and saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass, and they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. And when the prophet that had brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, is the man of God who is disobedient unto the word of the Lord? Therefore the Lord hath delivered him unto the lion, which hath torn him and slain him according to the word of the Lord, which he spake unto him. And he spake to his son, saying, saddle me the ass. And they saddled him. And he went and found the carcass and cast it in the way, his carcass cast in the way, and the ass and the lion standing by the carcass. And the lion had not eaten the carcass, nor torn the ass. And the prophet took up the carcass of the man of God, laid it upon the ass, and brought it back. And the old prophet came to the city to mourn and to bury him. And he laid his carcass in his own grave. And they mourned over him, saying, alas, my brother. And it came to pass, after he had buried him, that he spake to his son, saying, when I am dead, then bury me in the sepulchre wherein the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones. For the saying which he cried by the word of the Lord against the altar in Bethel was against all of the houses of the high places which are in the cities of Samaria, and shall surely come to pass. After this thing Jeroboam returned not from his evil way, but made again of the lowest of the people priests of the high places, whosoever would, he consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. And this thing became sin unto the house of Jeroboam, even to cut it off and to destroy it from off the face of the earth. It's often wondered about this story, the prophet who is disobedient. Well, there it is. You know, as the Heavenly Father, as the Almighty spoke to these prophets, I don't believe he's ever spoken to me like that, you know, giving me specific instructions on go here, don't eat, don't drink until you return. Yeah, I think you need to pay attention to that. And no matter what a man says, that you be obedient to the Heavenly Father. I would say that's the lesson. And of course, Jeroboam, you know, another thing. People rarely change because of the miraculous. We see that through the Gospels and the ministry of the Messiah when he was ministering for those, the first half of the 70th week there in Judea, that people rarely will change because of a miracle. The miracles were there to verify to those who were already righteous, those that were already seeking after the things of the Almighty. The miracles were there to verify the gospel, the Son of God, and of course the disciples or apostles, that they were authentic and they were from God. But they did not change the unbeliever into a believer, did not change those who didn't care about the things of God at all, and weren't after him to begin with, into someone who would suddenly go, wow, there's a miracle, and, you know, you'll see that they, even though his hand was withered and he was healed there on the spot, how soon he forgot and continued in the evil that brought that upon him. I see that today, people following after the miraculous, following after healers to get healed. And some of them do get healed, you know, because of the Word of God. They do experience the miraculous. I don't doubt it. But then I find out later on that what they were healed of just comes back to them. You know, they get healed of cancer and then they get the cancer again. Well, because they don't do anything about it. They just take it for granted that the miracle is going to stick and it's going to be a continuous miracle. But they don't change anything about their lives. They don't follow after him with obedience, searching out his commandments, obeying even the dietary laws to the letter. They don't seek to live their life in a way that's pleasing to them. They're looking for a God that is going to please them rather than seeking their life to please the Almighty, which is actually the best thing. You want to retain your healing and keep his commandments. Live your life to please him. Put his kingdom first, and you can retain your healing. But of course, in the end, you know, we shall surely die, and our mortality will overtake our flesh. And the most important thing, of course, is to enter into his death and resurrection now, so that we can take advantage of that when our mortality does catch up to us. So, the sin of the house of Jeroboam, even to cut it off and to destroy it from off the face of the earth. We're in 1 Kings chapter 14 and verse 1. It says, at that time, Abijah, the son of Jeroboam, fell sick. And Jeroboam said to his wife, arise, I pray thee, and disguise thyself, that thou be not known to be the wife of Jeroboam, and get thee to Shiloh. Behold, there is Adonijah the prophet, which told me that I should be king over this people. And take with thee 10 loaves and cracknels and a cruse of honey, and go to him, and he shall tell thee what shall become of the child. And Jeroboam's wife did so, and arose, and went to Shiloh, and came to the house of Adonijah. But Adonijah could not see, for his eyes were set by reason of his age. And the Lord said to Adonijah, behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to ask a thing of thee for her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus shalt thou say unto her, for it shall be, when she cometh in, that she shall feign herself to be another woman. And it was so, when Adonijah heard the sound of her feet as she came in at the door, that he said, come in, thou wife of Jeroboam. Why feignest thou self to be another? For I am sent to thee with heavy tidings. Go tell Jeroboam, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, forasmuch as I exalted thee from among the people, and made thee prince over my people Israel, and rent the kingdom away from the house of David, and gave it to thee, and yet thou hast not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments, and who followed me with all his heart to do that only which was right in mine eyes. But thou hast done evil above all that were before thee, for thou hast gone and made thee other gods and molten images to provoke me to anger, and hast cast me behind thy back. Therefore, behold, I will bring evil upon the house of Jeroboam, and will cut off from Jeroboam him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will take away the remnant of the house of Jeroboam, as a man taketh away dung, till it be all gone. Him that dieth of Jeroboam in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat, for the Lord hath spoken. Arise thou, therefore, get thee to thine house, and when thy feet enter into the city, the child shall die. And all Israel shall mourn for him and bury him, for he only of Jeroboam shall come to the grave, because in him there is found some good thing toward the Lord God of Israel in the house of Jeroboam. Moreover, the Lord shall raise up a king over Israel who shall cut off the house of Jeroboam that day. But what? Even now. You're listening to Cross the Border. We'll continue in 1 Kings chapter 14 when we return.